This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Monday, April 10th. The 2016 ETF of the Year is celebrating its fifth anniversary. It's a VanEck Vector's Fallen Angel High Yield Bond ETF known as ANGEL for its ticker, ANGL. It won ETF.com's award in recognition of its outperformance of the major bond funds in the high yield space last year. Fran Rodoloso, head of fixed income portfolio asset management at VanEck, on what sets this ETF apart.
For bond to enter the index, it has to be now a high-yield bond, but it had to be originally issued as an investment-grade bond, and that's the definition of a fallen angel. The makeup of the index is that it's actually had, on average, a higher credit quality in terms of its ratings, significantly higher than the broad high-yield market, which has tended to protect fallen angels in down years.
Rodoloso says there are risks involved with this ETF.
This concept has worked. It's worked through several credit cycles. When the fund was launched, banks were a very, very large part of the index, more than 25%, I believe, or roughly around there, which is about where energy is today. But this does have a high energy allocation, fairly high mining allocation. Those are sectors that fallen angels may remain sensitive to then for some time until another sector comes in and sort of takes over the allocation within this index.
Angel has gained 22% over the past 12 months with a 12-month dividend yield of 5.7%. Investors have poured about $244 million into the fund so far this year. It has total assets of $764 million. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.